Hello everyone, welcome to yet another episode of Doopy Time. I'm your host Ian Smith, bringing you the dope on dope and the doopies for the next hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How are y'all doing today? I personally, let's see, I'm doing pretty well. I went to a concert yesterday, which was a lot of fun. I'm actually wearing the t-shirt that I got at the show. My friend Spencer was playing bass in a local band called Husbands, and so I went out to support him with a couple other people, and there were also a couple other bands performing, and yeah, it was a lot of fun. Definitely glad I went. Yeah, good times. But today was just definitely like a little bit of recovery day, I suppose. Didn't really do much. I watched a movie. It's called Columbus, funnily enough, which is Columbus, considering I am from Columbus, Ohio, but it's actually about Columbus, Indiana. Yeah. Other than that, it's been pretty chill. So, since I'm done talking about my day, I think we should talk about the theme for today's show, because if you are not aware, Doopy is a word that means whatever you want it to mean, and Doopy Time, by definition, is all the time, so how do we define Doopy right now? Well, at 7:02 p.m. on July 20th, 2022, Doopy is a noun, and it means a road in a city or town that has buildings that are usually close together along one or both sides. A synonym of Doopy today might be street. So, for today's show, I've selected a bunch of songs that are named after streets in the Medford Somerville area. I'll hold for applause. but yeah, I'm just gonna be playing a bunch of songs that are named after that are just named, not necessarily written after streets in Medford Somerville. But actually, No, I don't think any of these are written after those streets. Although, some of them are, some of these street names are kind of, like, I've never heard of them, at least, in terms of, like, proper noun usage. Like, I've heard of a College Avenue before, but I've never heard of, like, a Chetwynd. But apparently there is a song called Chetwynd, which we'll be hearing later today, which we'll be hearing later in the set. Yeah, I think this theme is pretty self-explanatory. The only thing that is, like, that kind of, the disadvantage of this is if you're not from the Medford Somerville area, you obviously don't know, like, what streets are in the area, so therefore I think you're just gonna have to go based on my word. Although, if you wanna, like, go on Google Maps and, like, fact-check me for every street that I name, feel free to. But that's just, if that's how you want to spend your time, then by all means, go for it. Anyway, I think I've talked enough. I think we should start listening to some music. That's a smart idea. So, starting off, we have an obvious pick, I think. This song is called Sunset by Beach House, and it, is representative of Sunset Road, which is, like, kind of, it's near, like, Carmichael Hall on campus, like, in that area. Anyway, without further ado, let's hear Sunset by Beach House.
Thank you. Demons.
All right, you just got done listening to Bellevue by C.V. Jorgensen, who I believe is, I just looked this up while I was sitting here, he is a Danish musician. Before I continue on into the rest of the streets that I have kind of picked out, just want to give some background for this theme. I randomly thought of it like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I was like, wouldn't it be kind of funny if I did a set list, but it was just all songs named after streets in the area? But the thing with that is, I don't know, like, literally any songs that are named after streets in the area, except maybe Sunset by Beach House. So I kind of had to go on, like, a little deep dive of, like, looking up just all of the streets in the Medford-Somerville area on, like, Spotify, and then look, like, combing through and trying to find my favorite ones. So I guess I did a fair bit of, like, quote-unquote crate digging for this set. Because, I literally, other than, like, maybe 2 or 3 songs, like, the rest of these songs I had no idea existed prior to making this set list. So I can't, unfortunately, talk about them that much outside of this is a song that you're going to be listening to. But maybe that's not what you're, maybe you just want to listen to the music. So that was Bellevue by C.V. Jorgensen, who is an artist that I don't know. And now I'm about to play a song that I have never heard before by an artist I have also never heard of. But I found that it was still a good song. The song is called Fairmont by Barely Civil. And this song, it actually could go for 2 streets in the area, because there's a Fairmont Street up by, like, the Duncan on Boston Avenue. But there's also a Fairmont Avenue, which is down by, like, Teal Square area. So pick your poison, I guess. This could go for whichever Fairmont you want it to go for. Anyway, I'll play this song in the next one, and then I'll check back in. All right, here is Fairmont by Barely Civil. Let's take a look. Listen.
The price of love.
right, you just got done listening to Paulina by Stephen John. Just a lovely little tune, I guess. I never have heard of that. Had never heard the song before, but I'm glad I discovered it for this show. Paulina is, I guess, the song that I chose for Paulina Street, which is in Somerville and is the street where I think my freshman year when I lived in Houston and when I would walk down to Davis, that was the street that I always walked down to get onto Holland Street, which is the street that Davis Square is on. And it's also right next to, there's like a park at the end that I always enjoyed walking by because there's always like a lovely little park where people were sitting and sunbathing and reading and having a good time. Moving swiftly onward, we have a song called Dearborn by Ryan Samble, and this song is for Dearborn Road, which is this road that connects Boston Avenue and College Avenue, and is also, it's like kind of like the street that makes that like the one side of the triangle that like is the SEC and Bromfield Pearson kind of like area of land that those two buildings are on. I hope that made sense, and because that made sense in my head. But yeah, Dearborn Road. This song is called Dearborn by Ryan Samble, and then we'll hear another song right after that. All right, let's hear Dearborn.
Theresa Hoffman. Nope, forgot he was dead. Cried throughout the funny movie I'd come to see. Then the train and walked home. Thought about all the people I love. The friend that loves to be held back from a fight. How the love's a push from behind. Never mind, and of course, animals. And that great family of orphans that you're lucky if you get to meet. The gin of women with your buds in, nothing plain. Generation of men saying nothing, wanting their silence to be heard. Make a peaceful pace with their lover's gate. On walk with and in company, desired equally dear born. Out the window to really suss it out. When I came back, my hat had fallen off. I went outside to pick it up. When I did, my mind opened up. All that was hanging around, left around when those times gone down. They change overnight to a pole. Where should I go? You don't know what you don't. You can't explain what you know. Why I was killed. Even more, why on earth was it born? Mm-hmm.
He finally closed the door. I turned the lock, feeling more confused than before. What gives? I thought that you would love more. Now you're a coward, sure. Then he rings, look in his eyes. He loves you.
You just got done listening to Leonard by Sharon Van Etten. Such a great song, by the way. Like, oh my god. I forgot that she had a song called Leonard until I was, like, doing, before I was, like, looking through Spotify to find songs for this set list. And turns out she actually has a song called Leonard, which is the song that I chose for Leonard Street. In my mind, I always associate with, sophomore year, because I would always walk down Leonard Street to go to Davis Square when I lived in Harlesden, because it was, like, the closest street, like, to Harlesden that, connected with Davis, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, moving on to our next set of songs, our next set of two songs. This next one is called Emery, and it's named, this song is by S. Carey, and is picked out for Emery Street, which is a street up from Boston Avenue, like right, it's like the street that like the Interfaith Center is on, and like right across from like 51 Winthrop. Anyway, let's take a listen to Emery by S. Carey. I hope you guys enjoy.
Early bird in the family may not get enough.
All right, you just got done listening to Ossipee by The Road to Ruin. And this song I picked out because there's a street in Somerville called Ossipee, which is the street down from Powder House, if you're familiar with Powder House. Yeah. Before we continue on, I would like to do my PSA really quickly. So if you're new here, first of all, hi, welcome to Doopy Time. My name is Ian Smith. Theme for this show is streets. So I've been playing songs that are named after streets. Now for my PSA, I like to do PSAs that are kind of like, if I can, try and get as close to the theme as I can to, Anyway, I try to do PSAs that are centered around a theme. So this PSA is connected because our theme is streets. And what do people do on streets? They drive. And what do people sometimes do when they drive? Unfortunately, they sometimes drink. So this PSA is about drunk driving. On November 2nd, Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk and smashed his Corvette into Tina Tintor's Toyota, horrifically burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and in 2021, there is always a safe way to get you where you need to go. So if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. People die that way. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Quite sobering, wouldn't you say? Pun not intended. Alright, so for the next, little couple songs, we're still doing streets, we're still going on the streets, but this, song is named after College Avenue, because if you didn't know, I live on a near campus, and one of the streets is called College Avenue in Medford, Somerville, because there's a college in the Medford, Somerville area called Tufts University. So this song is called College, and it's by Animal Collective. I won't say too much, because I think this song speaks for itself. It's a shorty. All right, let's hear it.
Ah.
All right, that was Tesla by Flying Lotus, which I picked to go after Tesla Avenue, which is right across from Carm. All right, moving on. We also have yet another really short song, followed by a shorter than average song. So these are going to be pretty quick back to back. So this next song is called Teal, and it is so named for, I believe, Teal Avenue? I believe, or maybe Teal Street. Either way, it's a street, and we're gonna hear it. This song is only 30 seconds, so. All right, Teal by Denka. It's an instrumental song. All right, let's hear it. Alright, just got done listening to Sawyer by Loveseat Pete, which is the song that I picked for Sawyer Avenue, which is like right across from like it's like on Packard, like the street down from like Professor's Row, I think. Anyway, we are gonna hear our three more songs. I have decided. So, without further ado, we're going to listen to two, and then I'll do my little outro, and then we'll hear the last song. All right. Next song is called Chetwynd by Sheepman, and this song is for Chetwynd Road, which is right across, also from like in the same area as Sawyer Avenue. Fascinating. All right. Let's hear Chetwynd by Sheepman.
Okay, you rolling?
Just got done listening to Winthrop by Indigo Girls. Winthrop is named for Winthrop Street, which is the street like down by it's the street kind of like where a lot of it's the street that connects with Boston Avenue, like by Tampere and DPH. Anyway, I have one more song for you guys, and it's kind of a special one, because up until this point, all the songs that I've played have been, just, like, the street name, not, like, the actual street, but this one is the street name plus, like, street or avenue or lane or what have you. So, I don't know if you guys knew this, but in Somerville, Massachusetts, there is actually a street called Electric Avenue. And if you're smart, you probably know where this is going. All right, Electric Avenue by Eddie Grant, now playing as my last song. All right, my name's Ian Smith, and I hope you guys have had a very doopy time indeed. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Take care, everyone.
Electric Avenue.
Rock it in the night. Take it higher.
Electric Avenue.
Rock it in Miami.
Electric Avenue.